Cue the music. They are playing musical chairs over at Duke Energy. Seven top executives are shifting titles and roles. A settlement with regulators required Duke to promote former Progress executive Lloyd Yates to executive vice president of regulated utilities. Confusingly, the guy he's replacing, longtime Duke executive Keith Trent, will keep the same title but have different duties, including much of the work left behind by Jeff Lyash. Lyash is the one left without a chair when the music stops. Duke Energy is not saying why Lyash is resigning, but he is the fourth high-ranking Progress Energy executive to leave since the merger.
I mean, this could well be more of the backlash from the Crystal River fiasco. I mean, that was an extremely expensive and very embarrassing corporate mistake.
Jim Warren is with the watchdog group NC Warn, and he is referring to Progress Energy's botched attempt at repairing a nuclear plant in Florida that could now cost billions to make right. Jeff Lyash was a senior executive on that project, and Duke Energy officials have made no secret of their frustration with the whole thing. Whatever the reason for Lyash's resignation, his departure leaves just two Progress people on the nine-member executive team at Duke Energy. The original plan was an even split between Progress and Duke executives, but spokesman Dave Scanzoni says there's no conspiracy afoot.
No one here at Duke Energy is thinking Progress and Duke at this point. We're all Duke Energy employees, and we're all Duke Energy the leaders and the executives, so everybody's working as a team.
Restoring some balance of power between Duke and Progress executives was implicit in the settlement North Carolina regulators recently approved. Utilities Commission attorney Sam Watson says regulators are watching carefully to ensure Duke Energy complies with the letter and the spirit of the settlement. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.